Vanderbilt falls to Tennessee this afternoon by a final score of 20-10 as we visit with Vanderbilt head coach Bobby Johnson. I know you're very disappointed in this one. It just, you know, kind of dug a big hole. It's hard to get out of one that big, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a huge hole for us, especially, you know, when you have to go against a defense like that Tennessee has. And we were just very, very poor on offense in the first half and gave them several opportunities to the score, one on an interception and another on an interception where they kicked the field goal and a short punt. And so, you know, we just, you know, gave it to them. And, you know, that's the really disappointing part about it.
Let me ask the two obligatory questions that fans who maybe are just casual fans, was there any hangover or letdown after the big win last week?
Well, not that I know of. Mm-hmm. You know, that nobody has a gauge on them where you go over there and look at the gauge and say they're let down or they're not playing hard.
But you never saw anything this week that made you think that you were having trouble getting anybody's attention, I guess?
Nope. Yeah. Sure didn't.
You mentioned at the end of you talked about the offense and, you know, six sacks on the day, and Tennessee was able to get pressure on the quarterback. I mean, they pounded Chris before he left the game and pounded McKenzie the whole rest of the time.
Well, they did. You know, a lot of times, it's not the offensive line fault completely. You know, the quarterback needs to get rid of the football, needs to make a good decision, and I think that was part of the problem in the first half. And then second half, I think they knew we were going to have to throw the football and had their ears pinned back, and it was tough sledding. But you know, I was proud of the way Mac hung in there. He got hit a bunch and stood in there and threw it.
What is the impact of losing a Jared Hawkins when you're already having trouble, you know, moving the football, and then you lose, you know, arguably your most productive running back?
Well, yeah, he is the most productive, and it's tough, but somebody's got to step up. I mean, you know, we all know injuries are a part of it, and that's why we have backups and second team, third team guys. You know, they've got to know what to do and got to be ready to step in there to do it.
What was – you go into the locker room down 20-0 at halftime, and you told us beforehand you were very disappointed in the offense and what they were doing. What was the focus of your talk at halftime?
Well, our focus is try to win the game. You know, all we had to do is score three touchdowns, and, you know, we felt like we could win the game. And defense did hold them to nothing in the second half, and, you know, we had that opportunity, and, you know, that's what the plan was. And to do that, we had to be a lot more efficient on offense. I mean, we were just, you know, killing ourselves and helping them at the same time.
We'll take a break, have more with Coach Bobby Johnson right after this. Back to Vanderbilt Stadium. Tennessee a winner by a score of 20-10 over the Commodores, as Vanderbilt now 6-5, 4-4 in Southeastern Conference play. And, you know, it's one of those things, Bobby, we talked earlier about Jared Hawkins, and we don't know the severity of that injury at least yet, but you lose a Broderick Stewart as well. You know, it's one thing to lose a game, but when you start losing key players, I mean, it just compounds this, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. It makes it just excruciating. And, you know, we've got two big games we've got to play yet, and those are two very good players. And hopefully Jared will come back. I know Broderick's not going to be able to, but he'll be with us.
I thought it was interesting. You had a lot of decisions to make in that second half, starting with, for example, you're down 20-0, and you get the ball down in scoring territory, and you come up with a fourth down, and you go for a field goal there and hit it to make it 20-3. Now, you're still three scores behind, but what's the thought process you're going through at that point?
Well, we had plenty of time. You know, if get down and have the opportunity to get another field goal, just like they score two field goals, you know, two touchdowns tied up or, you know, whatever. So it was not fourth and short.
Right.
You know, it was not a very good chance that we were going to make a first down, so we decided to get to three.
Later on, you did go for it on fourth and short in your own territory, and there was still quite a bit of time left, but, you know, how much of that was just trying to send a message to your offense? You still had confidence.
Well, we needed a first down. I mean, we needed to keep the ball. Mm-hmm. And at that time, it was much later in the game and did not have the luxury of punting the ball away and letting them, you know, run, you know, five or six plays or whatever it took to get the ball back. And it was inches, you know. So the probability of making a first down was, you know, a thousand times more than mm-hmm. it was when we kicked the field goal.
I know some of the things that bother you as a head coach are when you hurt yourself. And you didn't have a lot of penalties today. You had five, but boy, they seem to be coming at just the worst times.
Yeah, we had some, had a big, huge run, and holding call was made. One time we scrambled and hit Brandon Barden for a first down on a pass, and they called holding on that. So, I don't know where all these holding calls are coming from. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I complain too much about officiating and they get me back.
Well, and the other thing that comes up, you know, you're talking about those big plays as well. You have to use a timeout on your first offensive play.
That had nothing to do with losing a game.
Right.
But, you know, it's frustrating. And, you know, we were trying to take advantage of an interception. We were going to try for a big play right there. That's not what we had planned to start the game with. And one person was not paying attention and was not on the field that needed to be.
So. Yeah, that's where I was going with it. And John even mentioned, he said, you know, you kind of got on the field earlier than you would have anticipated in the first place. You wonder if everybody was, you know, on the same page of where they needed to be. And that's what I meant by, I know things that frustrate you, and that's going to be one of those things.
Right. Yeah. It certainly was. And, you know, we try very hard not to do that, but it happens sometimes.
Well, you know, you've got a big game coming up next week. Wake Forest, you can still get win number 7. Talk before that, the seniors, you could tell as this game went on, guys like Rashard Langford, you know, a couple of the other seniors, George Smith, you know, stepping up, talking to guys, trying to say, you know, you could see the leadership taking place.
We got very fine seniors. They're great young men. They've sacrificed a lot for this program and led us, you know, farther than anyone's been in a long, long time. So, you know, I think they've earned their legacy.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
Coach Bobby Johnson joining us from the Commodore locker room, 20-10, the final. And